hello today, friends. This is Pastor Mike Burns coming to you over our website, mjbministries.org. And today I'm going to be bringing you a short message, but a very powerful message on the principles of entering and leaving. Something we do every day. How you leave one thing determines how you enter the next. Get ready as we're about to embark on this great teaching from the Word of God. Well, friends, here we are with another great message. I'm excited about it. Entering and leaving. Two things that you and I do throughout the entirety of our lives. You know, we entered this world through our mother's womb. And, you know, most of us don't have much of a recollection about that entrance. But really, it's a principle of life, how you enter and leave. Leaving determines how you enter the next thing in life. You know, you think about it, we only do those two things, really, throughout our day. We enter and we leave. We wake up in the morning, we leave our bed, we enter the bathroom, we take a shower, we do whatever we need to do to change and get ready. We leave the house, we enter a car, we drive to where we're going, perhaps to work, and maybe there's a phone call in the car with somebody, or whatever thoughts about the day. We may be happy, we may be upset. We leave the car, we enter our job. Things happen at work. We leave there either happy or mad, and we enter a car, we go somewhere else. We leave the car, we enter somewhere else. And if you think about it, how we enter and how we leave are critical to your life and to my life as well. You know, it's an important part of life transition. When it comes to these 10 steps to entering and leaving, I want to give you a list of 10 things that you must keep in mind. Number one, you have to realize that crisis is normal to life. You know, we said about transition, the fact is change or transition produces crisis. It's normal to the process of growth in your life. Now, we need to focus on who we are and not necessarily just where we are. See, God focuses on changing the where you open yourself up to let him change the who. Praise God. Now, you always take your spirit with you, and whatever is in your spirit will determine what you will find in your new environment and circumstances. You know, it's so important that you realize that crisis is normal to your life. You know, think about it. Many people get upset when they have a crisis or they see something happening in their lives. But the fact of the matter is, my friend, it's all perfectly normal. And we need to learn how to navigate it. We don't need to allow crises to change us from the standpoint of making us into negative people. But we need to allow crisis to just come and go and let it roll off of us, really, like water off a duck's back. Yes, deal with it in all the appropriate ways it needs to be dealt with, but don't allow it to instill fear, anxiety, the temptation to be angry. Don't allow that to happen to you, because you're going to take that into the next part of your life. Now, also about entering and leaving, that involves relationship. Husbands and wives, employee, employer, relationships, neighbor, people you have co-workers with. All of these things are about relationships. The second step to entering and leaving I would give you today is to follow the Lord's pattern and forgive. One thing about forgiveness is that forgiveness opens and unforgiveness closes. You know, when you are willing to forgive people, the relationships with those people will stay open. But if you harbor unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment, then that will close those relationships, and they'll end usually in a not very positive way. And as a result, you'll enter the next relationship bringing the baggage from the past relationship with you. The key is forgiveness. I heard it said one time, and I've never forgotten this, that unforgiveness is like you drinking the poison and waiting for the other person to die. You know, it doesn't make any sense for you to drink the poison and expect other people to succumb to its effects. If you drink the poison of unforgiveness, it's only going to hurt you, not other people. Can you say amen to that? All right, the third step in entering and leaving in life is admit that God is your source. Admit that God is your source. I want you to turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and verse 5 and verse 6. Hebrews, found in the New Testament, chapter 13 and verse number 5. Now, here the writer of the letter to the Hebrews says this: let your conversation, and the word conversation could also be your manner of life, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he, meaning God, hath said, I will never leave thee, nor will I ever forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, listen, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Listen to this from the Amplified Bible. This is a powerful, powerful statement here. Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, or relax my hold on you, assuredly not. Now, verse 6 says, so we may take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You could say, the Lord is my source here. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do unto me? Have you ever thought about that? What can man do to you? The answer simply is this, friend. Nothing. Men can do nothing to you when God is your source. Listen, the Bible says in Romans 8 and verse 31, if God be for me, then who can be against me? I think that's an important verse of Scripture. Okay, we're talking about 10 steps to entering and leaving in life. Here's the fourth step. Don't panic. Don't panic. There's a proverb that says this, that a relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life. You know, panic is a reaction. You know, I've said this, and I've learned this from some of my mentors in ministry, is that, you know, I don't preach for reaction. I preach for results. Well, in life, the things you do is not necessarily preaching, but it's a form of making a statement. You know, are you going to react, or are you going to try to get a result in life? And one of the ways you'll get the right kind of results in life is by simply not panicking. Don't panic. Amen. Number 5, we're talking about the top 10 or 10 steps to living, to entering and leaving in life. Is you have to admit God's sovereignty. Now, while I believe God is a God of grace primarily, I don't take anything away from the fact that God himself is also a sovereign God. And when you admit that God has a sovereign right to your life and that he can overrule anything and everything in it, understand that he'll never do anything in violation of his word, the word of his grace. Amen. But at the same time, recognize that you don't know everything perfectly. You don't do everything perfectly. And you don't say everything perfectly. And God in his sovereignty can come and make even crooked paths straight and cause things that are not right to suddenly become right. And then, of course, there's step number 6. And I'm going through these rather quickly. This is a short teaching, but if you'll take these 10 steps and apply it to how you enter and leave in life, then I believe it will help you. Number 6 is don't limit God. Don't limit God. Psalm 78. Now let's go there to Psalm 78. And what we'll do is we'll look up there in Psalm 78, verse number 5 through verse number 11. And then I'm going to show you one of the verse there in Psalm 78. It says in verse 5, "For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. And they forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them." Now, this is a description where God is speaking about the children of Israel that unfortunately fits many of us today. And, you know, instead of us living in the blessing of God, we limit God in our lives. And they were limiting God because it reveals in verse 41, "Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." Notice it says here, the people, because they turned back, like we read in verses 5 through 11, and tested God, they limited the Holy One of Israel. I look at that word where it says they limited the Holy One of Israel. The word limited literally means that they afflicted God. They actually hurt God because they wouldn't allow him to do what he wanted to do. You know, the fact is, God is a creative God. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. He could take everything that's wrong and cause it to be made right. The favor of God on your life, my friend, is an unbelievable force. Just one blast of God's divine favor on your life, my friend, can change everything. You see, God puts no limits on faith, and faith puts no limits on God. Here's step number 7 when it comes to entering and leaving that you need to keep in mind. Humble yourself to obey God. You know, humbling precedes blessing. And many people today are wanting to be the ruler of their own life, the God of their own life. They want to make all the decisions and say, "God, I'm asking you to just bless what I do. And I have no interest in hearing what you might want me to do." And that's the kind of attitude, my friend, that causes many people to go into a downward spiral spin and lose in life in great and horrific ways. You see, humbling yourself means you're taking a lower, subservient position and you're saying to God, "Lead me in what you want me to do." Maybe God will lead you in forgiving somebody that you have been holding and harboring resentment toward. Maybe God will lead you in giving an offering or helping a needy family or somebody and blessing somebody who has maybe been horrible to you and not really done much for you. You see, God has ways of leading us And sometimes it requires us to take a lower role, to humble ourselves in order for that to happen. So humble yourself so that you can obey God. Now, number eight here, the eighth step is trust God to vindicate you. You see, the Bible says that God, and God said this actually, vengeance is mine, saith God, and I will repay. You see, if you recognize that there is a God who is your God, he's over your life, then people will do what they will do. But God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. That means that you don't have to try to repay people. You don't have to try to get even with people. No, you could enter and leave and be just as happy and joy-filled, glory to God, as any other day in your life, and not allow what people say, what people do, circumstances will not change you. You will be the person who will rise above them because you have learned to trust God in order to vindicate you. Praise the name of the Lord. Number nine, step number nine. Are you ready for this one? Communicate. This is a powerful word here. You know, communication is the basis of life. And keep on communicating. Don't stop communicating with people and don't stop communicating with God. You know, I'm telling you, Smith Wigglesworth said this one time, and I love it. He said, I never pray more than half an hour, but I never go more than a half an hour without praying. I think Smith Wigglesworth had something that it was a divine secret that he lived by, that he actually didn't keep a secret. He revealed it. You know, if praying half an hour is important, but not going more than half an hour without praying or without checking in. You know, there are some husbands that they call their wives several times a day checking in. The wives will call their husbands at work several times without overdoing it, checking in. You know, there's nothing wrong with you checking in with God. There's nothing wrong with you communicating with people. You know, I know a lot of people don't want to express their feelings, and so they keep their mouths shut. They stay quiet about it. Listen, there are some things that are worth letting it not be spoken forth. You know, Charles Capp said, a thought unspoken will die unborn. And I believe it's true there. And so don't allow yourself just to mouth off at everything that's your feeling, because sometimes your feelings can be fickle and they can deceive you. But if you're going through a situation and it is a crisis, then you're going to have to learn to communicate and talk about it in positive and faith-building, love-building sorts of ways. The Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, then it may minister grace to the hearers. And this is exactly what you want to be, my friend. You want to communicate. John Maxwell said, you cannot relate if you cannot communicate. And it's important you learn to do that both with God and with people. And then principle number 10 is a critical part of these 10 steps of dealing with crisis and entering and leaving. You have to learn to act on principle. And when I say act on principle, I'm saying you need to do something and you need to do it in faith. Praise God. Again, act on principle means acting beyond your emotions. It means acting beyond your feelings. It means acting beyond trying to, again, vindicate yourself. Remember what we said earlier, that vengeance, God said, is his and he will repay. Listen, my friends. You do two things in life. You only enter and you leave. And the only way you're ever going to live the kind of abundant life Jesus came to give you is by applying these 10 steps I've given you on entering and leaving. Number one, realize that crisis is normal to life. Number two, follow the Lord's pattern of forgiving and forgiveness. Number three, admit that God is your source. Number four, don't panic. Number five, admit God's sovereignty. Number six, don't limit God. Number seven, humble yourself to obey God. Number eight, trust God to vindicate you. Number 9, communicate. And number 10, act on principle. Praise God forever. Hey, this is Pastor Mike Burns from Florida here. You're visiting mjbministries.org website. It's our website here, and we encourage you to peruse through it. I'm asking you to sign up for our e-newsletter through Constant Contact. You'll see a place you can sign up and drop your email in there, and we'll be in contact with you. Not every day, not every week, maybe once, maybe twice a month. You'll get some information, links to our site, our schedule of where we'll be speaking, among other things. So be sure and sign up for that Constant Contact e-newsletter. Also, I'm going to ask you today if you would prayerfully consider becoming a partner financially with this ministry. You can go to our giving page and fill out all your information there and set up your giving to be either a one-time gift or to be a recurring regular gift. That's how you become a partner. You support us on a regular basis. And I'd ask you to prayerfully consider doing that. And I know God will bless you for it. Again, you can also text give the letters MJBMIN to 45777. You'll receive a text back with a link you have to follow and fill in your information. Just know this, you always are in control. If circumstances in your life change and situations change and you're no longer able to give, or maybe a month you won't be able to do it, it's okay. You could change your settings there anytime you desire them to. Just go to that very same page and you can make the adjustments based on what the Lord is saying to you and on what you feel you must do. We love you so much here. We're so happy to be coming to you on this audio, and we'll have more in the future. But take advantage of all the audios. Take advantage of the video archives that we have here, and I know you will be blessed. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen and amen. Thank you.